lontan, lights are brillando, cœur en fuego, corsia paterno seu. Somos musique, we are passione, non dire mai addio.
Hola a todos y bienvenidos a Top Sound, el programa donde descubrimos lo mejor de la escena musical indie emergente a nivel mundial. Soy Alessandro Ciccioni y hoy tenemos un episodio cargado de talento, historias fascinantes y una entrevista exclusiva con un artista increíble. Prepárense para un viaje sonoro inolvidable mientras exploramos las canciones que están marcando tendencia y dejando huella en la industria musical. Sin más preámbulos, comenzamos. Abrimos el programa con una explosión de rock alternativo directamente desde Suecia. Ludvig Johnson, un músico con una trayectoria impresionante, nos presenta No Hunger Is Watching, una canción con un coro pegajoso y una producción que equilibra la crudeza del rock con un sonido moderno y bien pulido. Desde su trabajo con My Dear Addiction hasta su nueva aventura como solista, Johnson ha sido influenciado por bandas como Bullet for My Valentine, Rise Against y Sum 41. Pero esta pieza tiene algo especial. Nace de una historia que se remonta a su juventud como jugador de hockey, cuando su compañero de equipo, apasionado por las letras de Amon Amarth, escribió la base lírica de esta canción. El tiempo pasó, pero la esencia quedó. Grabado y producido completamente en un estudio casero, Ludwig ha logrado capturar una energía vibrante y única, con una voz poderosa que resuena en cada nota. Si te gusta el rock alternativo con un toque nostálgico y una producción impecable, esta canción definitivamente es para ti.
If your friends are gone, even if there's no one by your side, if times are tough, pick your head up, fight for your pride. Even if your hope is fading, even if your loss is taking over, get up, let's begin. Move onward and upward with strength from within. No. Time is up.
What would make you stop?
What's done is done.
What's done is gone.
Clock is ticking faster and faster. If you don't know what you're after, make yourself a master. Or make your life a disaster. No.
Desde Dallas, Texas, llega Jake Vera con un tema que nos sumerge en una experiencia oscura y reflexiva. Purgatory, su último sencillo, es una exploración sonora del más allá, inspirada en bandas como Deftones y A Perfect Circle. El tema nos transporta al limbo entre la vida y la muerte, una travesía melancólica marcada por capas instrumentales intensas y texturas atmosféricas que reflejan la incertidumbre de un alma atrapada entre dos mundos. Con una lírica profunda y una producción envolvente, Jake Vera demuestra su talento para transformar la introspección en música. Un artista en ascenso que redefine el rock alternativo con cada nuevo lanzamiento. Si buscas una canción que te haga sentir y reflexionar, Purgatory es una elección obligatoria. Hoy tenemos el honor de conversar con Joseph Nimmo, un pianista, compositor y arreglista galardonado, cuyo trabajo fusiona influencias del jazz y el gospel y la música clásica. Desde sus inicios en Ghana hasta su formación en Berklee College of Music, Nimmo ha construido una carrera marcada por la serenidad y la profundidad emocional. Con más de 13 álbumes en su haber, ha tocado el alma de sus oyentes a través de su piano, explorando temas de reflexión y espiritualidad. En nuestra charla descubriremos más sobre su proceso creativo, sus inspiraciones y cómo logra transmitir emociones tan profundas a través de sus composiciones.
Have had things to deal with. I mean, look at Europe in the 1940s with World War and Germany and all of that happening, but we're still here, you know. So every generation will have unique challenges that they need to deal with. And so don't look at what's happening right now and feel that, oh, yeah, everything is just bad. You know, I want to be able to inspire them through my music like that and encourage them. As far as projects, yeah, I'm still composing a lot of music. And I have a lot of music that's actually not released yet. Because, you know, musicians, sometimes we're very, very picky about our own work. We're our worst critic. And we're like, yeah, it's not ready yet, you know. And so my hope is to continue to release music that still helps folks to relax and inspire them and encourage them. And, you know, busy world today. So if I can be the background that helps you relax and do whatever it is that is important in your life that you do, then I think my goal or my objectives are achieve, you know. So, yeah.
That's a good approach and mentality. Now, when we listen to the song, the as a single, Blessed Assurance, could you introduce it for us and share what do you want to express with that song?
Sure, yeah. Blessed Assurance, it's an old hymn, a favorite of mine. And a lot of us grew up in church, so we would know these songs. And, you know, I don't realize, or I don't know if most people realize, you know, the story behind the song. You know, this was written by a blind, you know, woman in the 1800s. And at those times, you wouldn't want to be blind because life there was very, very difficult, you know. But just the assurance, the hope, you know, the certainty that, you know, she had and, you know, in Christ and her faith that really kept her through all the challenges of life at that time. So it's simply the message is to also encourage people in this postmodern, you know, world that, you know, hey, yeah, crazy things are going on, but once you've got your foundation solid, you know, you need not worry about all the things that are happening around you. And, you know, you can still go through life and do what you need to do in spite of, you know, maybe significant challenges. And so that's the message of the song. But as far as musically, I wanted to take something that everybody knows and, you know, update it, polish it, and add it to, you know, add to the beauty that's already there. It's just putting it, framing it in a different format that, you know, people today can relate to it, you know. So I think the original composition is like in the 9/8, you know, time signature. I changed it to 6/8 and made it more upbeat and more interesting, you know, with modern chords in there that, hey, you know, you don't have to feel like, you know, it's an old song and it's just the same old stuff. But it's a song that you can play in your car, you know, pull it up on your phone and say, oh, this is interesting. I never thought, you know, the song could be played that way. And I hope, you know, it encourages people, you know, to find, you know, the balance between life in general and also, you know, music that speaks to the heart. So,
Joseph, thank you so much for your time. You guys can found many things on josephnemo.com and I think also on some socials. And Blessed Assurance by Joseph Nemo we play right now. Thank you again so much to stay with us and for your time.
Thank you. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
For me too.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
actividad emocional. Con más de 13 álbumes en su haber, ha tocado el alma de sus oyentes a través de su piano, explorando temas de reflexión y espiritualidad. En nuestra charla descubriremos más sobre su proceso creativo, sus inspiraciones y cómo logra transmitir emociones tan profundas a través de sus composiciones. Bijondalam es un compositor que se ha encontrado su voz a través del piano. Durante años tuvo melodías en su cabeza, pero fue la pandemia cuando finalmente pudo convertirlas en canciones. Con la ayuda de talentosos músicos, Echoes of Sandy es una de las obras más emotivas, un viaje sonoro que refleja su pasión por la música y su dedicación para compartir su arte con el mundo.
I gotta say, they came that day, she went away with my heartstrings. I'd like to know when this will go, that pain inside which my thoughts bring. Echoes of Sally continue to haunt me, counting the days of
Desde Irlanda del Norte, Crystal Ward nos presenta All the Undresses for Me, una canción country que celebra el amor verdadero, aquel que transciende la tentación y el deseo superficial. Cantautora desde los 12 años, Crystal encontró en la música un refugio y una forma de expresión. Con una educación rodeada de música y caballos, su pasión por el arte la llevó a formarse en una producción y actuación, aunque por un tiempo se alejó de la música. Ahora regresa con fuerza, una composición íntima y emotiva que sin duda conquistará a los amantes del country más genuino.
She's a new face in here. She's just bought my man a beer. Well, she can buy him all she wants, it ain't headed nowhere. And girl, I've seen your type before. Your clothes are always on the floor. And you've so much skin on show. This is more if you don't know. She's a little bit sassy. She's a little bit nasty. And when she gets up in my grill, I get a little less classy. I'm a cold, hard handful. She's nothing I can't handle. And when he looks around this room, I'm the only lit candle. And my cowboy over there didn't get your memo. God made him too high for you to handle. honey, you had no joy. And what you didn't know, he was in my employ. Go on now, take him off my hands. For the love of God, I could use the freight. Make him fall in love for your fine ass. Fill him up a liquor and stay. Wine and dine and have girl try him. Show him some company. Cause we both know for me. Yeah, yeah, now.
You gotta love a girl for trying.
Cerramos nuestro episodio con un tema que nos transporta la nostalgia y la belleza de los recuerdos. Low Golden Rake, con su inconfundible estilo country, nos presenta Letter from Clifton, una canción inspirada en un lugar especial de Bristol. Criada en Suecia y residente en Inglaterra, Low ha heredado de su familia el amor por la música y la capacidad de contar historias a través de sus composiciones. Con un tono romántico y evocador, este tema nos sumerge en emociones que todos podemos reconocer. Amor, distancia y la magia de un lugar que nunca se olvida. Y así concluimos otro episodio de Top Sound. Gracias por acompañarnos en este recorrido con las mejores propuestas de la escena indie emergente. Espero que hayan disfrutado de esas historias y canciones tanto como nosotros. Recuerden seguirnos en nuestras redes sociales y compartir este episodio con sus amigos. Nos escuchamos en la próxima edición de Top Sound. ¡Hasta pronto y que la música siga sonando! ¡Adiós!
Hey Daddy, here is a letter from Clifton. I hope it finds you and sis well. It's just a short note to say that I am okay and I shall see you soon. Clifton, this time of year is so beautiful with its ever-changing colors. I took a walk over the bridge the other day. That view which one never tires of. Your friends at the Vic say hello and they raise a glass to you. I remember our walks in the village, Pop's boat in the dock, and Nan's house at no 23. So many memories, and they are so deep embedded in me. So here is a letter from Clifton. I hope it finds you and sis well. It is just a short note you'll say that I am okay and I shall see you soon. It is true what they say. You may take the girl out of Clifton, but you will never take Clifton out of the girl. Hope it finds you and sis well. It's just a short note you'll say that I am okay and I shall see you soon. It is true what they say. You may take the girl out of Clifton, but you will never take Clifton out of the girl.